everyone. Happy Father's Day to fathers that are here, father figures, grandfathers, uncles, anyone who's acted like a father or is a father. Happy Father's Day to you. I want to remind you, this is the one day a year where you're right. So enjoy it, live it, absorb it, because it doesn't come around until another 364 days, okay? For those of you that are new, for those of you that are worshiping online, we are in a sermon series about the book of John. And last week, Pastor John walked us through the first of the I am Satan's, I am the bread of life. And I want to point out, my name is Jeff Kim. I'm the executive director here at church. I'm not Pastor John, and I'm certainly not Pastor Monica, but we're really glad that you're here. Both pastors are at what we call our annual conference. They're down there this weekend, and they will be back next week. Pastor John will be speaking again. So one of the things that I think we often do incorrectly is we look at the Bible, the ministry, the stories of Jesus in isolation. We don't look at it in context. We don't see the story behind the story, as Pastor John has been telling us. In fact, not knowing context is really important. If you could take out your Christchurch notes that were in your bulletin, we're going to go through some things today that hopefully we can learn in context what Jesus is saying to us in chapter 10 of the book of John. The reason I say context is important is when you think about it, has anybody today mixed their flax and their wool? If you have, you're in violation of the law. Has anybody muzzled their ox? Well, of course we haven't done that because that's not the context that we live in. In the Old Testament, that was the context. Those were the laws that they were given by God, practical laws to carry out for their own safety, for religious observances or whatever. We're not under that law anymore. We're not under the Mosaic Covenant. But what that means is that context was very important to them, but taken out of context, it's very dangerous. And here's why. First is, if we take things out of context, we have often leads to mistrust. Quite often we're looking at scriptures and people use them in a way that is to their own advantage. And what that causes is mistrust. And that's going to be very clear as we go forward in this story where Jesus talks about being the shepherd and the door, because that context was very important. The second thing that it can do is it can lead to misuse. How many times have we heard in history? Unfortunately, how many times in history have people taken verses and used them in a way to hurt other people, to judge other people by the color of their skin, to judge other people because of where they're from, to judge other people because of their orientation? The misuse of Scripture quite often has a very harmful effect, which can lead to the last thing, which is the mistreatment of people. And not understanding what God is trying to tell us and not understanding the context of how he's telling us this can cause some very serious repercussions. So let me give you some context. Last week, Pastor John talked about the feeding of the 5,000, 5,000 plus. It wasn't just the men. It was the women and the children and so forth. So he feeds them this bread, and he says, "I am the bread of life." And quite honestly, some people were very disappointed. In fact, as Pastor John pointed out, many disciples left him. They were looking for something more than just the spiritual feeding that they just wanted the bread, the wonder bread, I think John said. They wanted the bread that fed them for that day. So Jesus then immediately goes from there. He goes from this feeding of all the 5,000 plus people, and he goes, it's in the Feast of the Tabernacles, and he goes to the temple. And he begins this debate with the Pharisees, who at that time, again, context, were known as shepherds. Each Pharisee had a flock that he would be the shepherd of. And he gets into a debate with him. And he starts telling him things like, I am before Abraham. I am God. And they're really upset. In fact, they're so upset, they think he's either insane or we need to kill him. In fact, that's exactly what they were doing in the last chapter. Right before we get into their scripture today, it talks about they took stones. It's on the first verse that's on our Christchurch notes. It says they picked up stones and were about to stone him. But Christ comes out of the temple, and on his way out of the temple, he sees a blind man, and he heals the blind man. And if you think the Pharisees were upset then, they went over the, they lost it. here is why in the world would he try to heal somebody on the Sabbath? He's an awful, blasphemous man. They want to kill him. So understand that context. He's got a group of people who either think he's insane or think that they want to kill him. That's who's listening to him as we get into John chapter 10. So I want to read a couple verses for us just to set a bit of a context, if you will. John chapter 10, verse 1. Verily I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door of the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is as a thief and a robber. But he that entereth the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger they will not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. This parable Jesus spoke.